FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Exam quality assurer Umalusi has put its stamp of approval on the 2024 National Senior Certificate Examination results.
There were no systemic irregularities reported that might have compromised the overall credibility and integrity of the November 2024 National Senior Certificate Examinations. Expo Council approves the release of the DBE November 2024 National Senior Certificate Examination results.
The announcement comes just hours before Basic Education Minister Sibiwe Hwa Hube is set to release the results tonight. Both IEB and NSC learners will be able to access their individual exam results tomorrow. Chairperson of Umalusi's Council, Professor Yunus Balim, says there were no detected leaks of any exam papers.
And I think I'm correct to say this is the fourth year in a row. No other irregularities that could compromise the overall credibility, integrity of the examiner. We are very grateful to all examining bodies and related role players for tightening up the entire value chain, including the work done by the State Security Agency in relation to the places where question papers are printed, packaged and stored.
Meanwhile, the Basic Education Minister has congratulated the top achievers of the matric class of 2024. She's hosting them at a ministerial breakfast in Gauteng.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you venture into higher education, the workforce or other endeavors, remember the value of hard work, perseverance and integrity. South Africa needs you. And as we continue to navigate the complexities of the modern world, we require leaders who are innovators, who are thinkers, and who are going to take us forward. And so, once again, congratulations to all of you, and thank you for coming to spend the day with us. And
two brothers have appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court in connection with the murder of a local businessman. Farrell and Darren Govender were arrested earlier this month. It's after Shailen Singh, the owner of a logistics company, was shot and killed in Umhlanga last year. Pickets were held outside the premises earlier. Abed Said from the African Movement Congress is calling for justice for the slain businessman.
What I can say is we want this case to go fully ahead. We want justice to prevail, and we will be monitoring this case.
And abroad, a German-Iranian woman held in Iran for over 4 years has returned home to Germany. It says a Frenchman detained by the Islamic Republic since October 2022 revealed his identity in an audio message and said he was exhausted by the ordeal. Western countries have for years accused Iran of detaining their nationals on trumped-up charges in a policy of state hostage-taking to use them as bargaining chips to extract concessions. Your top story this hour: exam quality assurer Umalusi has put its stamp of approval on the 2024 National Senior Certificate Examination results. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.